This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It's time for America's annual media orgy, the Super Bowl. Yeah, I know there's a football game, but the next day everybody, even football fans, will be talking about the commercials.
For boring, we ain't got no room.
Are you doing all right there, fella?
They were singing vegetables and chickens.
Yeah, happens to me all the time.
The all-new Highlander. Toyota.
Let's go places!
And, of course, the Muppets in a Super Bowl commercial for Toyota you can already see online. Here to talk about the super hype of the Super Bowl is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, $4 million for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl, I guess with an audience of more than 100 million. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you could argue that that is a bargain. More than 100 million people will be watching this, and you can't get that type of audience anywhere. So a lot of people argue that those are actually underpriced, that they could charge more.
Especially since we're already talking about them and they haven't technically aired yet.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the phenomenon of the Super Bowl. The ads there are unlike any other advertising because it creates this social media buzz. It did so long before social media. People always talked about the Super Bowl ads, and eventually that phenomenon created this reality that we experience today where advertising agencies spend almost all of their creative effort on these types of ads, which generally have a story to them. We see a lot of recurring characters, and it really tells us a lot about how our media environment is changing when we look at the power of Super Bowl ads today.
I was thinking about this, Kelly. My impression is that Super Bowl ads are indeed different than the ads that break at other times of the year, and it apparently isn't just the guacamole dip talking.
No, it's because there's been so much pressure to make these ads memorable that the ad agencies put their best and brightest on these jobs. And so what you have, for the most part, are these really amazing stories. Now, some of them are pretty hokey, but most of them have characters that we recognize from other commercials. We've seen them before. And they tell a story that we will talk about later, normally because of the twist in the story or because of something heartwarming or something shocking in the story. Chevrolet has a really great commercial, and it's this is a guy and this is his truck, and then in the back of the truck is a bull, and the bull is going on a date, and the music playing behind it is I Believe in Miracles. It's a pretty funny twist on that particular ad. But the one that's going to take the cake is Budweiser's Puppy and Horse. They have a really sweet story about a friendship between a puppy and a horse.
No spoilers, please.
Okay. All right. I won't tell you how it ends, but it's pretty darn cute.
But if you want to find out how it ends, it is online already. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, favorite Super Bowl commercial of all time?
You know, that one with Betty White for Snickers, that revived her career, and I still think about that.
For me, it's Bird and Jordan, off the building, through the window, nothing but net.
That's just because you're a guy.